Mr. Speaker, Mr. Speaker, I am delighted to stand up today and actually announce that New Zealand will be ratifying the Paris Agreement and doing it earlier than what we said we would.
The Minister for Climate Change Issues, Paula Bennett, announcing the ratification of the Paris Agreement on greenhouse gas emissions, signed by 180 countries, but so far ratified by just over 20. Tabled before question time, accompanied by its national interest analysis, and hailed by Ms. Bennett when she led off the general debate, which also attracted New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters down to the debating chamber.
Are you a believer? You've been around long enough to see it changing, and I'm sure, Mr. Peters, that you care enough about this country and what we are leaving for future generations that you will want to play a part of it.
Mr. Peters, however, had other fish to fry.
Immigration in New Zealand has long got out of control. Net migrant gain is nearly three times that of the UK in real terms, and we are creating a city the size of New Plymouth every year in New Zealand through immigration, where most are settling in Auckland, where we have chronic shortage of housing, hospitalling, struggling where they should have the services, motorways are clogged, so are the educational institutions, and Kiwis find it harder to get work because of the competition that is coming in.
Back on the government side, immigration took a back seat to climate change as Nationals ministers and MPs embraced the chance of delivering some good news.
The Honourable Simon Bridges.
Mr. Speaker, the government is very proud of what it's doing in relation to climate change. And I want to pick up from where Paula Bennett was speaking. And can I say, not only is the government proud, the country should be as well. Because today, Mr. Speaker, Paula Bennett has announced the early ratification by this country of the Paris Agreement at the end of the year. We will be one of the first countries that are doing this. I was at Paris, Mr. Speaker.
The Honourable Dr. Nick Smith.
Mr. Speaker, this government's proud of its track record and progress that we're making on improving fresh water quality. But this afternoon, the government wants to focus on the issue of climate change, because I think members would appreciate that it is one of the most important issues of our time. The announcement by Paula Bennett, the Climate Change Minister today.
Scott Simpson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to join with other colleagues from this side of the House in this general debate this afternoon and talk a little bit about the very important decision that the Honourable Paula Bennett, Minister for Climate Change Issues, has made today.
Kanmol Singh Bakshi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, to give me the opportunity to participate in the general debate. I would like to congratulate Honourable Paula Bennett, Minister of Climate Change Issues, for introducing the climate committing that we will be ratifying the Paris Agreement by the end of this year.
Across the chamber, opposition leader Andrew Little could agree with Paula Bennett on one thing.
Mr. Speaker, I want to credit Paula Bennett for something. There is a proposition she made in her speech that I agree with, that New Zealand is a beautiful country. We have great natural assets and great natural beauty, and that is a reason why a lot of people love living here, and it's why a lot of people come here.
Andrew Little's finance spokesman, Grant Robertson, was withholding praise in the meantime.
And so Nick Smith stands up to give us a lecture on climate change. Well, on this side of the House, Mr. Speaker, we won't take those lectures from this government until we see real action, until we see an ETS operating properly, until we see New Zealand actually standing up proud on the world stage.
And Paula Bennett faced this question from Greens co-leader James Shaw.
Given that the past 10 months in a row have all set temperature records and that July was the hottest month on record ever, wouldn't today's announcement of the ratification of the Paris Agreement be the perfect time for her government to restore New Zealand's integrity and credibility by paying back those fraudulent credits?
Mr. Speaker.
The Honourable Paula Bennett.
As I have said, for going forward from here, we are absolutely committed to ensuring that there is an international market as there could be and that the integrity of those is such. I think that New Zealand does have a strong reputation as far as its commitment to climate change and will continue doing the great work that it's doing.
The Minister for Climate Change Issues, Paula Bennett. Question time and the general debate were followed by the government putting the House to work on the committee stages of a number of bills, including the Shop Trading House Amendment Bill. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.